After each of the aforementioned steps, the biscuit can be placed into the kiln. After firing at high temperatures, such as 900 to over 1000 degrees Celsius, the glaze melts and fuses to form the colors that people all over the world admire so much. Due to differences in kiln structure, various methods of firing produce different results. When ceramics are being fired in the kiln, not only physical and chemical changes are taking place, for the oxygen level inside also has an important influence on the clay and the glaze. Firing in an oxidizing environment means providing a continuous source of air, allowing the clay and glaze to chemically fuse. A reduction environment involves intentionally controlling the air inside the kiln. The reduction in oxygen during the firing process is used to create changes in the coloring. Over the centuries, Taiwan's ceramics industry has undergone many changes. In the early days, bun, snake, chain, and nishiki kilns were the major types. After the 1950s, there appeared rectangular, 8-trigram, gas-fired shuttle, electric, tunnel, and roller kilns. In the 1970s, the smokestacks of rectangular kilns could be seen everywhere in Yingge. The display case in this section features models of various kilns, along with an interactive installation explaining the firing process for you to learn about and appreciate.